This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. Dr. David Toll is being remembered this week as a fixture in the Northeast Kingdom and Northern New Hampshire. He died this past weekend at the age of 93. Dr. Toll had a private practice in St. Johnsbury for decades. He was a pediatrician, but he often saw patients from infancy all the way into middle age. And he continued to practice and see patients until he was 90 years old. Here with us to speak about the impact Dr. Toll had on the community is Dr. Tim Thompson, a retired physician living in Kirby. He himself first came to St. Johnsbury in 1973 and was a friend of David Toll's. Dr. Thompson, welcome to Vermont Edition.
Thank you, Jane.
How important was Dr. Toll to the community? Why was he so beloved?
Well, he was an extraordinary man to have practiced as a single practitioner for all of those years. And I think any of us think of going into practice as a daunting task, but to do it alone and to be a specialist in a rural area that's the least income producing part of Vermont. It's the oldest feeling part of Vermont. But to actually have held his career together all that length of time was an astounding achievement.
He was in private practice, as you said, and was the only doctor. He had other nurses and other medical staff who worked with him and who helped. And his wife, Bridget, was very helpful. But he was extremely accessible. He would often be the one answering the phone when parents called in to say, you know, my child has a rash or a cough or a bump. What should I do? I mean, that seems like a lot to take on. And in fact, you describe him as leading an incessantly interrupted life.
All of us want to retire to just have a few free moments, but David's phone was lifted, and you would see him on the street or get him in the grocery store, and people were always trying to figure out what to do with what was wrong. And I think those of us who came to town in the 70s and 80s, we lifted our phones, too, and it was more out of respect to what David started as what was necessary if you were going to practice in a small town.
Why do you think he did that? What motivated him?
Well, you know, he came out of the Harvard program and came to a small town in northern Vermont by himself, and you know, that took a great deal of confidence, but I know from doing somewhat the same thing he did that when you were alone with your patient at 3 o'clock in the morning and you were holding a tiny infant in your hands and you were it, you were the person who had to take care of it, it was intellectually difficult, it was emotionally difficult, it took all of your resources. And to then be able to figure out what was going wrong with somebody and to fix them was just, it had to be one of the great joys of anybody's life. I know how tiring it was, how impossible it was sometimes to keep your strength together. In an unguarded moment once when I was in training, I went to a friend who was a hematologist and said, you know, I'm so tired being an intern. And he said, you don't have a clue how tired you're going to be until you've got the weight of all of your patients on your shoulders.
Hmm. And so, Dr. Toll was okay with that weight. I mean, he would see people for generations in some cases.
Well, and people flocked to him from all over. I mean, he you know, I would sometimes get calls I wasn't covering him, but people couldn't quite reach him and they'd say, I'm calling from Colebrook, New Hampshire. Hmm. I'm calling from I had a woman call me from Boston, and she was 55 years old, and she wanted to reach Dr. Toll, her pediatrician. So I took care of it.
What was your relationship with Dr. Toll like? Because in some ways you were competitors, but I imagine you were also friends.
David had sharp elbows, and he didn't he didn't put up with anybody who was in his way. So I saw children when I first started coming to town, even though I was trained as an internist. But we became friends. You can't be near each other in difficult circumstances and not become friends, and then you start seeing each other as patients.
You mean you see you become the doctor of one another in some ways?
Well, whatever. And you know, he would ask me about this bump or that bump or whatever. And yeah, I finally had to put him in the hospital once, and he said, "Well, I'll go in." I had to actually walk down the hall with him, holding his hand because he was so sick. Hmm. But we got up to the room, and he said, "Well, I have to actually go discharge two patients before you start taking care of me." And I couldn't stop him. I said, "Well, I've got to put your IV in." And he says, "Well, not until I take care of this other stuff."
Hmm.
So,
do you have other good memories that might come to mind that you'd like to share with us, Dr. Thompson?
You know, not really, because, of course, we were separated. We didn't really see each other practice. I went into his office only once or twice. I think the thing to emphasize about David, and it's not anecdotal, I'm sorry, but it was a heroic thing to come up here. And I think the other thing that happened was he was post-war, so he suddenly had all of these gifts of medicine that had started curing people and started making them better. And, you know, that's in contrast to the pre-war doctors who really had morphine and digitalis, and that was about it. And suddenly he had the capacity to be able to see what was wrong and take care of it. And that was an amazing transition for physicians back in the 50s. And certainly I benefited from that when I came out into practice for complicated medical problems that suddenly had solutions. And I think, he was a specialist. So, and that was an unusual thing to be in a small town where people were generalists. And he held up the standard of pediatrics for years until other pediatricians came and helped support him. And we now have a thriving pediatric community in our town with multiple excellent pediatricians. So, but he was alone and by himself for a long time, and that takes all sorts of gifts. And of course, the thing that's amazing about it is it gives you great joy.
Mm. Tim Thompson is a retired physician living in Kirby, and he's been telling us about the life and legacy of his friend, peer, and competitor, Dr. David Toll. Tim, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Sure.
Dr. Toll died over the weekend at the age of 93, as we said, after decades of practicing medicine in the Northeast Kingdom. Dr. Toll's family is holding a public reception tomorrow, that's Friday, from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Creamery Restaurant in Danville. They say all are welcome. And donations in Dr. Toll's memory can be made to the Kingdom Animal Shelter in St. Johnsbury. We have details up on our webpage at vpr.net.